To find out what John Kerry's campaign is saying about the president's plan and other foreign policy issues, we've called Richard Holbrook. He's a longtime U.S. diplomat, a former ambassador to Germany, and an advisor to the Kerry campaign. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Ambassador, how is the president's plan to pull some troops out of Europe and Asia different from what John Kerry would do if he's elected?
What President Bush announced yesterday is quite extraordinary. In the middle of the most delicate attempts to rebuild the shattered alliances with Europe, in the middle of tense negotiations with North Korea, and also in the middle of an election, the Bush administration is doing things which are only going to weaken alliances. This is not the time to turn our backs on our traditional allies in Europe and Asia.
At the same time, there is this perceived shortage of U.S. troops in trouble spots around the world. Does it make sense to gradually pull some troops out of Europe where they're seen as less trouble?
He says he's bringing the troops home in order for them to be deployed to hot spots overseas more quickly. So I don't exactly understand what he's talking about. There's going to be no savings in cost. In fact, the best estimates are that this will add, in the next 2 years, billions and billions of dollars to the bill. Your listeners may not realize this, but Germany, Japan, and Korea contribute several billion dollars per year to the cost of maintaining American troops overseas. That cost will be added. The housing costs will be added. It's not going to increase the number of families who are with their loved ones.
Would John Kerry maintain force strength in Europe and in South Korea at the same levels that they are today?
The same levels is not clear because there are always adjustments. For example, one of the things the military is going to do, closing down the American base in the middle of Seoul, which includes a golf course, has to be done anyway. But withdrawing 25% of our troops from Korea in the middle of delicate negotiations with North Korea, which has real weapons of mass destruction, not using that as part of the negotiations just makes no sense at all from a political, military, or diplomatic point of view.
John Kerry has said that if elected president, he believes he would be able to get more value out of U.S. allies, more support in Iraq. One of those allies is assumed to be Germany, another is assumed to be France. If John Kerry is elected president, what practical assistance do you think you will get out of those countries?
It isn't a matter of just having a new president and suddenly the French call up the White House and say, how many troops should we send to Iraq? That isn't going to happen, and everyone knows that. What it is rebuilding traditional alliances. The U.S. has to lead. We've been the leader in the world since 1941-42. This administration is throwing that leadership role away. As far as France and Germany go, they're independent, sovereign democracies, close allies. We have to respect our allies and work with them.
There's a school of thought, though, that France and Germany have basic national interests. Those interests don't include taking a very big role in Iraq.
The French and Germans do have their own national interests. The object here is to work it out together. And here, what President Bush announced yesterday, the troop drawdowns from Germany, are going to further weaken us in Europe. You know, in a funny way, it's as though our position is the one that Jacques Chirac would most want.
The president of France?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It helps the French make the case that Americans are withdrawing from Europe. This is not the time to do this.
Senator Kerry has said that in a Kerry administration, the United States would go to war because we have to, not because we want to.
Right.
There's been a lot of debate about exactly what that means. The Bush administration wrote a national security strategy to include a doctrine of a preemptive war, such as Iraq. Would a President Kerry renounce that strategy of keeping the option of a preemptive war?
I need to be very clear on this. No president can give up the option of attacking if you believe we're an imminent threat. For example, had President Roosevelt known that the Japanese were about to attack Pearl Harbor, he would have been entirely right to attack first. But John Kerry's position is quite clear. You don't go to war unless you have to. It's a last resort.
Richard Holbrook is a former U.S. diplomat and an advisor to John Kerry's campaign. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you.